Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America, and all of our 50 states and territories. Hello, everyone. Hello, world, and hello, Tink. I am Curtis Clinton. This is my blog, or podcast, titled Get an A-plus in Country, A Fine President with 120 Million Write-In Ballots, Curtis Clinton. It is 5:30 here in Northern Virginia this Tuesday, the 16th of August, 2016. I'm broadcasting live from my room, or what is a combination library and store of games and toys for the kids and adults. I mean like Monopoly for adults. Oh, what's the other ones? Mega Monopoly? I'm not sure. I do know there's Firefly Monopoly. I am here because there is nobody atop the leaderboard vying for the presidency or running for president that speaks the truth. Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump are truthless. They're also toothless. I don't have a written speech. I'm just speaking from my head, my heart, to you. And I say 120 million write-in ballots because if we're all in, then there won't be any disapproval rating. And throughout my term, there won't be any disapproval rating because I will be doing more good than things that people contest. Like, we're all going to serve our country. If I'm in the White House, I will see to it that Congress mandates that we all serve our country. Now, right away, people jump up. Well, that's fine. They can jump, and they could jump again and again and again, and that's exercise, and that's healthy, if they can, unless they're over 390 pounds, but cannot jump because of knees and other musculature or lack thereof. No, my service that I will command of everyone is that we serve our country in ways to make our country good and safe and better and get an A-plus while doing it. And then we could work for Make America Great Again. But you see, countries vied for the number one spot or the title Great. Now we have lots of countries who compete against us. So will America be great again? America will be great in the eyes of Americans, in the history of America. But as far as being a world power, number one, we may still hold on to that. But as far as being make America great again, well, we'll have neighbors. We'll have company at the top spot. And maybe we don't hit the top spot. But we'll be good in all around, just like our gymnastic team. Maybe we won some individual medals. Fine. We will. Floor, pretty good on uneven bars and in uneven times. Because I will be atop. I will be in the White House. I will be one of the people. Because right now, I'm one of the people. I'm out of work for over 27 years. Out of employment, full-time employment. I had to work 7 years as a part-time substitute teacher, teaching math, science, history, gym, special needs, autism. I'm a part-time chess instructor. We could really use the money, so everybody else who's not rich, guess what? I'm with you. We have a little lead because my wife runs the 100 in about, figuratively speaking. But we still pay our tax, and we don't have extra money to go around. But the Clintons, they have $5 million to go around. That's a whole lot of money to go around. Two people. Bill Clinton can spend $2.25 million, and Hillary Clinton can spend $2.25 million. That's how much money they have. Or they can give their daughter $1 million a year. Do these people deserve to get the most power being among the most rich? You don't have to say billionaires. They are well off, and they don't have an ounce, an iota, a second of understanding of the lives we live. And that's why I say it's time for one of us to be president. It makes sense. It's perfectly logical. But it's insane to imagine that because we're not prepared. We are not prepared to have the courage to go ahead and elect someone who appears to be intelligent, speaks pretty okay, can't spell a lick because the spelling checker, well, I type too fast, and I type and I somehow let letters precede the other, and then when I correct it, so I did listen to my wife who said, at the end of writing your piece, do the spell checker. I did. Three additional mistakes. Today I came home from working out and walking in the water, pool. Water walking. I haven't been with weights for 4 weeks yet. I still pull the 62.5 pounds for five reps, twice. And that's okay, because I'm not looking to be a Mr. Universe, a Mr. America. Trim some fat under the arm, under the breast. I came in at 283.5 pounds, lost 40 pounds since the end of April. And I'm dedicated to this because I want to give my wife a hunk instead of a chunk. And I'm dedicated so you won't be embarrassed seeing me in the White House. I can't take stairs. I am with some disability. I am with some ailment. So everybody with ailments and disabilities, I am with you. And in conjunction, not despite, but in conjunction with my ailments, cancer, heart attack, diabetes, in conjunction with what my body does, I can serve our country better than among the best. I will revamp our military. We will not have Humvees or any vehicle that cannot take a blast. We will have protection of the kazoo. And we may even play kazoos. We will not give away our secrets. We will not have television interviews showing the inner workings of our submarines or aircraft carriers or whatever else we have. We're not going to show that. We will be called upon countries. And in return, we will get their goods and services. We will reduce our trade imbalances because I will call the markers on every country we helped. I believe we rebuilt Germany and Japan. We rebuilt France and Italy. We did a lot of rebuilding. We're screwing the islands that we presently inhabit, that we call territories or near territories. We're not going to do that. We're not going to be ugly Americans, even though we're not as attractive as some others. We will be respected. We will be trusted. And we will be called upon. Because I will see to that. Every one of you will get in shape. If you want to stay fat or obese, overweight, that's your privilege. But you will serve your country, and service will be getting healthy, learning to eat healthy, learning first aid, learning CPR, bringing up your children's menu up to not a norm, but to perfection. I don't think that's possible, so let me think of it. Better than norm, not the norm. But, and then you will serve. Maybe work with veterans or senior citizens. Read to blind. Help the paraplegic in stray animals. Adopt. Spend time with orphan children. Orphan. Enough. Help in the schools. Go to the schools and be a parent in a school. PTA work will count. EMS. Volunteer work. Paid your student loan. But you need money to live, so you'll get a minimum salary. Maybe $25 to $50 a week for you to spend judiciously while you work down your $10,000 of debt. The banks will be taught a lesson. Wall Street will be taught a lesson. You'll be taught the lesson of Wall Street. Presently, I advise every American, draw down your securities, wait for the next downturn, and buy half your profit. That's your profit. You earned it. You earned it from the time our markets recovered. You know why? Because other people will start an avalanche, a stampede, and you will be lost in the stampede, and your stocks will be trodden over, and you will lose the gains that you made. There's a G fund in government. It doesn't earn much, 2%. It used to earn 4 or 5. You can't get a decent amount of interest on your CD, money market. I will rewrite the stock market. You're wondering how. I will also see to the rewritten or the rewriting of the IRC, the Internal Revenue Code. It's now 2 volumes, maybe going on 3. When I get through with IRS, it will be 1 volume of maybe 200-300 pages. No more 1,400 pages per book. I think I have an old IRC upstairs. Somewhere upstairs. I will fix the tax code, and Congress will have no choice but to work along with me. Repeal the alternative minimum tax for any family making under $400,000, or maybe $380,000. Adjust the alternative minimum tax for those making from $380,000 to $700,000 a year. And then, managing that everyone pays a portion, a fair portion. And those who seek bankruptcy, well, you're going to have to earn bankruptcy. We'll relieve you of debt, but you'll have to work in addition to serve your country to work down the forgiveness of debt. We will be accountable and responsible. And if you don't want that, you don't have to listen anymore to me. You can put up signs, don't vote for Curtis Clinton. Because people say, who's Curtis Clinton? So, yeah, put up signs, don't vote for Curtis Clinton as president. Do that. You'll be doing our country a favor. There's a story today of a person in Florida who attacked a couple. He was either on bad salts or what is called flaca. I don't know anything about it. But you want to know the greed in our country? Do you want to know how the slide is uneven? In today's Northern Virginia connection, and previously in the County Times, it was mentioned the unusual access of Google to the White House. In one article I read in the Community Times, I believe it said 230 possible visits from Google and other internet providers into the White House. And let's just give it a fair, maybe in 4 years. You want to go 8 years? Fine. 8 into 280? 30 trips a year. You don't make 30 trips to the White House a year. I don't. You go visit the tour, that's it, but no. It was mentioned in today's connection that 22 White House or government officials found jobs in Google's market, and 31 executives from Google found jobs in the White House and in government. Do you smell something? Nobody, underarm, whatever, spice or whatever else is out there, is going to cover up that stink. You want clean? I want clean. You want truth and honesty? I want truth and honesty. How far are you willing to go for it? 120 million write-in ballots? Don't insult us with 60 million ballots. Write-in ballots? Don't insult us with 67 million write-in ballots, because that means up to 40 million ballots were written for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump. See them for what they are. See them. Right now, they're invisible to you except for what they say in speeches. And they collect money. They're buying the presidency. Are you going to be stupid enough, passive enough to let them? What is that? Someone is the stir in the drink? I'm your nightmare to get you to wake up to seeing Hillary Clinton for who she is and what she is, and Donald Trump for who and what he is. I am your nightmare. I am your dream come true in the White House. And I just came out of my head. Why? Because, well, I went on a job interview today for qualify, but I could qualify for cleaning out dog cages and picking up feces and mopping the floor to try to evaluate, all for $9 an hour. And then I have to clean the lab and wipe down and sterilize things, fine, and do wash, yeah. But as I looked at the place, I saw his back doors were unsecure. And I said, you need more locks. He says, what are you, an inspector? Yeah, I am. Among many things, I am. But a contractor taught me something today. The ceiling heights in our basement. So we have four. We have an open basement with four open rooms, and each has a different height. I have a transition from low to high and high to low, and it makes it interesting with different patterns and colors. And so I have to replace 2x8 joists, and I have a 2x3 and 1x2s under the joists, and he said, just get a 2x10. I didn't think of that. He taught me something. I designed the basement fantastically, and now to repair it, I worked out all the details. But here's a man that saw something that I didn't. So I'm going to be open to everybody who sees something that I don't. But let me tell you, I see a lot. I'm still one of the best referees in basketball in our country. My eyes can still catch a walk. My eyes can catch almost everything on that court. And I do. And coaches don't like that. And supervisors tell me not to call certain things. Well, it's in the book. Get rid of the book. Let's have an understanding before the game. Coaches, do you want me to call travel? No. Do you want me to call over the top? Within reason? Okay, fine. And how much charge block flopping do you want on the court? All right. You want to play with blood? All right. Or do you want to play the game correctly? Do you want me to call the walk? Illegal screens? Do you want me to see all of that? Tugging on someone's shirt or under or pants? Did you not see that in soccer where some people grabbed? Do you not see it in basketball? I see it. Why? Because I move around. In the White House, I'll be among the people, visiting every state. Not in 8 years. Every state at least once a year. I will visit every state at least once a year. Hopefully twice a year. Or spend 2 days in each state. A year. Because if I'm your president, you want to see me. You want a piece of me. You want to let me know how I'm doing. You want to let me know what I need to do. You're going to speak to me. I will open a bank, a telephone bank. I will open up a telephone bank switchboard. Well, you can call in with problems because I will help people with problems. Justice in state courts. Crooked attorneys will not get their way. Your lack of law will not impede you. Judges have to arbitrate. They can't help in certain ways. But there will be help. Mandated help. Not just a public defender. law students who have loans, who know the law, can spend 3 hours a day in the court offering advice, instruction on how to write a motion, a plea in bar, how to respond. Attorneys will have jobs to do, but they're not going to charge $200 an hour. For $200 an hour, they will complete a motion. Making money out of attorneys, I'm saving you money and making their job better and easier. Their free consultation of a half an hour, do they tell you if they're going to win? We should win. We should win, yeah. I saw an attorney go to court without evidence, without pictures, without an inspector's report, without bills. He claimed A, B, and C and couldn't prove anything. The tenant should have won. The attorney was a disgrace. I've had two attorneys disbarred from law because of what they did. Attorneys, I want to help. I would like to do some legal work. And I have a theory of legality that is unmatched. So should I become a lawyer? Why stop at being a lawyer when I can help our country with the Justice Department, every government agency, our military, your lives? That's who I am, nobody. But somebody who cares and sees. I've been out of work so long, I've given attention to lots of different disciplines, jobs, missions, responsibilities, law, bills. I'm ripe to be president. I'm plump. That's not good. Isn't that great? I mean, to the White House. I mean, not stupidity. I think President George Bush will still out me out for his ability to say things. But I'll have a few one-liners of ridiculous. Maybe they're not one-liners. Maybe I'll speak in a paragraph with some parentheses of idiocy. But you'll appreciate me in the White House. I will be a regular person, and you don't have to call me president. The fact that you elect me and let me serve you, that's all I need. And a smile and a thank you in your heart. You don't even have to vocalize it, verbalize it. I don't need it. If I fail, I have a backup plan. It's not that good, but it's a security blanket. The Speaker of the House. I and the Vice President, if the Vice President isn't up to being a Vice President, will both leave. We'll have another election. And we'll have a good Speaker of the House with lots of coaching to do the right thing. Relieve this person of his politics, of his promise to political parties, with everyone. I may just take an assistance job to keep the Congress working. I don't expect that to happen. I think I will do well. I will be a natural unnatural. Well, it's almost time for me to go. I have a meeting tonight. I hope you could sense the ability that I have to do things. I hope you could sense that I have to go all out to do the right thing every day. And let me tell you this, because it's important. There will be some things that I cannot speak of. I'll talk about Area 51. I'll get that out. There might be more above my head and more people to block me. Some days I'll only be able to say, we're working on it. Not even that, because that gives you an indication that we're doing something behind the scenes. I'll talk about things that you need to know, and I'll give you as much as you need to know, and there's some that you need to know that is going to be handled honestly, I hope, because you don't know what you're facing till you get there. But I'm not going to off. We're not going to accept $1 million giving gifts, homes. We can't. Your president has to be respected, trusted, must be honest. Oh, your president is smart. He knows stuff. I know a lot of stuff. And there's stuff that I'm going to learn. But I'm not going to cheat you. And we're going to fix the Constitution that needs fixing or amending. But not with blanket amendments that throw something out the window. We'll be smart. I am pro-life. I believe a couple should decide before they have sex if they want a child. If they do, then by all means. But if you don't want a child, you don't want accidents, you don't want abortions, something goes wrong along the way, you have to decide. You'll have that even though it hurts to terminate a pregnancy. I know. I don't like it. To this very day, I don't like a miscarriage. And every day I speak to my son, who is not with us. I speak to my brother, who is not with us. I try to give them a life that they never had. I'm Curtis Clinton. I'm vying for the presidency without campaign financing, without money, doing it the Paul Revere way. I don't have $39 a month to hit Blog Talk Radio because I really need to get on TV or YouTube. If you want to drag me to a TV studio, you want to take me hostage and put me in front of a camera, please, let America see me. Let them hear me. And we'll know after the first 30, 60 minutes of TV whether I go on. If I get damned or voted down, if people say we don't want him, fine. I'll stick with Blog Talk Radio. The world will know what I said, what I believe, and how I can do good and honor your beliefs in the process or in the giving, in the doing, in the serving. I need 120 million write-in ballots. I want everybody all in. It's not going to happen. 100,000 write-in ballots, 90,000. But there'll be 30 million skeptical voters. Judge me on Blog Talk Radio. Put me through tests on TV. Or don't. Enjoy your life. Be well. See to it. I'm Kurt Clinton. I'm C2. Good day.